Leaper Roofing, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Sam's Sports Plates and Sports Grill, Roy's Meat Service, Amplify Awards and Gifting, and by Valentino's Restaurante.
Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan
and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville, here are the hosts of Pret Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Greg Pogue, and Coach Bubba Spears.
Well, I am not Greg Pogue. Greg is in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, the action spot of the United States.
Yes.
As TSU's taking on SEMO today. Happy to be in. I'm Craig Ladd, and Bubba, you're in. Christian running the board this morning. And, hey, we have a brisk fall morning. Oh, it just gets my juices flowing. How about that?
Well, Thursday and Friday were both good nights for football. It reminded you, it's good football weather, and I guarantee you this, the big dogs liked it. You know, the linemen loved it, especially the ones that was going both ways. But it's glad to have you in studio with us. It's good to see you. Hadn't seen you in a while.
It has been a while. I've gotten better looking, haven't I?
I plead the fifth because I don't want to get fined.
My goodness. Come on now. Hey, real state quick, facts are facts, you know?
Real quick, let me put this out there. Buddy of mine is over at the American Legion, running American Legion Post 82 in East Nashville. They have their turkey shoot October, November, December, every Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 12 o'clock, and it'll go on there. It's family friendly. You go over and shoot. You can win prizes. They'll have hot dogs and stuff cooking for you there. Get you a hot dog and tell them, you know, that 94.9 The Fan sent you, and Prep Football Talk sent you over there. So, Bill Howard, good luck, and I'll send you the bill for that.
Bill, he will. I can promise you that. Well, Bubba, you know, a light schedule, a lot of school districts on fall break. I counted it this morning. We had 59 schools in the mid-state area that we cover were on fall break. So a limited schedule, but a lot of games played Thursday and then last night. But, wow, I'm going to start off with an incredible game from our Rockwood Sustainable Solutions opening kickoff, Antioch and FRA. What had to be the game of the year so far. And, I mean, that game could have been the last 5-10 years. Antioch wins it 64-62. What a game.
That's one of the – in the last few years, I can't remember, Craig, if that's not the highest total – of both teams scoring that we've had in a ball game. And when we get to talking about these two teams here in just a second, the stats that was out there for these two quarterbacks and receivers and running backs, unbelievable for a game of football, you know, in the on the same field. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and before I get into a little bit more on that, just want to remind everyone our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week for Week 7, Franklin Road Academy coach Justin Geisinger, also Franklin Road Academy quarterback Jack Nimitz. We'll be having those up in our second segment. Our Prep Legend of the Week, former NBA, Oakland, BGA, head football coach Marty Uverard. He is won two state championships, one at Oakland, one at NBA. So looking forward to talking to Coach Uverard, and then we'll end up with the Week 9 preview. It is flown by, Bubba. Week 9 preview to end things. But going back to that Antioch game, I mean, Andre Adams, I mean he had a poor game. I mean, he only had 401 yards passing and 137 yards rushing. Nowhere near that 700 that he had, you know, a few weeks ago, Bubba. So, you know, he must have been just terribly disappointed.
Well, you know, he had 6 TDs in the air, and he had 3 TDs running. And then his number one receiver, Brandon Golladay, who there's two things about this that just, as a coach, it just irks me. Andre Adams, they got him listed as a 4-star. If he's not a 5-star, I don't know what a 5-star is anymore. And then you got Brandon Golladay, who's got what it takes and whatever it is, he's got it. I mean, he is that good of a receiver. 12 receptions, 245 yards, and 4 touchdowns. And Andre and Aiden Adams, Andre's little brother, just a freshman, he had 3 receptions for 93 yards and a touchdown, 7 tackles, and he had the key interception for the 2-point
play there at the end. Yeah, 2-point conversion.
And let me say this. Franklin Road Academy's quarterback, who we're going to talk to this morning, had another outstanding football game with a great comeback. I mean, that he had in this game. It's a lot of stories in just this one game.
Yeah, Jack Nimitz, 27 of 44 for 391 yards and 3 touchdowns, also 9 carries, 54 yards and a touchdown for FRA. Mike Hassel, the outstanding running back for FRA, 26 carries, 216 yards, 5 touchdowns. Had 8 catches for 113 yards. I mean, the stats, you know, whoever was keeping the stats for that game, I'm sure it wore them out.
Well, I think he went home and iced his wrist. But I was getting an update because we had our prep football game of the week, Lawson at Hillsboro, and they were giving me an update. Of course, I was giving it across the radio Thursday night, and it seems like I got, by the time I got one, before I could really read it, I got another one, you know. So it was a exciting game, and I understand this. It was another outstanding crowd at a Metro school game with FRA going to Antioch, and the game we had Thursday night had another outstanding crowd, James Lawson, winning in their region game against Hillsboro 7-6 at Hillsboro.
Let's talk a little bit more about that ball game. You mentioned that is the last ball game on that field over at Hillsboro before they, I guess, put turf down. Right.
Turf will be down this next year, this time, or really beginning of the year. Every Metro field will have turf, and there's 2 fields that's going to be added. One at Martin Luther King, behind the school there. They're going to add turf for their soccer. And then I just found out through Dr. Battle Thursday night, they're going to add one at the old Hillwood field for Hume Fogg to be using for their soccer also. So a lot of things happening good for MNPS, and give it to Dr. Battle, Mark North, and the mayor, of course, that's standing behind that.
And the Titans.
And the Titans. Oh, yeah. The Titans are the big supporters of this. But I've said this, and not because I know Coach Fisher pretty good and become pretty good friends with him. What a job he did when the Titans came, taking the high schools. He started this. He was so good. If we needed anything, Jeff Fisher made sure that the schools got – I'm just not talking one school. I'm talking about all the schools in the mid-state area. He never turned us down for anything. So, and it's just continuing on with the Titans organization. So kudos for the Titans. I can't say enough about them for what they do for high school sports in the mid-state area.
Absolutely. I echo that, Bubba, as you're listening to Prep Football Talk right here on 94.9 The Fan. Craig Ladd subbing for Greg Pogue along with Bubba Spears, and you're listening to the opening kickoff presented by Rockwood Sustainable Solutions. Bubba, maybe some other games last night that kind of stood out to you as far as scores or Thursday night.
Well, I have to bring up one, and it seems like we're talking about the same ones every week. Jarrett Curtis at Nashville Christian with Pavia, the quarterback from Vanderbilt.
Diego Pavia.
And president. He was present at the game in the stands. Curtis was 19 of 31, passing for 312 yards and 4 touchdowns, and had 5 carries for 6 yards and a score. And their win over Chattanooga Tyner Academy that came in last night. So, I mean, Nashville Christian, as we had a coach on as our legend last week, they're a target for every school they play. You know, everybody wants to try to knock off Nashville Christian. And right now, Nashville Christian just, hey, they're standing at the door, opening up, said, hey, come on in. And it was a late comeback from behind, but Jarrett Curtis led Nashville Christian to their win last night.
Yeah, that Tyner team was undefeated.
Right.
Coming into their 3A team, coming into that ball game, and ranked number four in the TSWA high school football polls for 3A. So that was a very good team that Nashville Christian knocked off. Just a couple others. You know, we talked about Pearl Cone and the Murderers Row that they went through, and they were taking their lumps. And we said that they would start bouncing back once region play happened. 55-0 over Greenbrier last night.
When we had them at Oakland, and I looked at both teams, Oakland and Pearl Cone, I made a statement, and it's making me look like I'm pretty smart there, Craig. Because I said,
I said after Oakland,
Pearl Cone wouldn't get beat. But then again, I didn't know I didn't have their schedule. But they had Springfield, who's lost one game, and they lost it to Pearl Cone, and it was close. But Pearl Cone, we did say that they would be there at the end. But Coach Brunetti does this every year. He does not run away from anybody. He's played CPA's probably had one of the toughest schedules.
Yeah.
That we've had this year. And Pearl Cone's right there with them.
Yeah, and I want to tip of the cap to the Glen Cliff Colts.
Yes.
They won last night 20-13 over Mount Juliet Christian. Glen Cliff has struggled at one point. There were rumors that you know, they were not going to have enough players to field a team at one point a few years ago. Congratulations on their win.
Right. And here's another a big win. You know, we said that White's Creek was a best kept secret. They were 6-0, but here they've lost their second in a row. Maplewood, kudos to Maplewood.
Yep.
With a 20-12 victory over White's Creek last night at home. So that was a big win for Maplewood, but White's Creek still sitting pretty in their region to make the playoffs this time. I don't know exactly what the last year was that White's Creek made a playoff, but it looks like they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Quickly, Innsworth knocking off CPA 28-21. You mentioned how tough CPA's schedule has been and really fought down. That ball game went down to the wire last night.
Well, yeah, and in a historic game last night, you know, with this game, NBA 42, Father Ryan 0, that game's been played many times, and that's just a big rival for both schools there.
Absolutely. We're off and running with Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan. You've been listening to the opening kickoff presented by Rockwood Sustainable Solutions. Coming up, our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week for Week 7. That's Franklin Road Academy quarterback Jack Nimitz and his coach Justin Geisinger. You're listening to Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
And welcome back to Prep Football Talk. Craig Ladd along with Bubba Spears. Now time to vote, nominate first, then vote for our Week 8 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. Bubba, you go first.
Well, I have to come in with this quarterback that's already received it.
No, well, this would be – we've never had
– but I'm nominating him. Well,
yeah.
I'm just going to nominate him right now.
Yeah.
Antioch's quarterback, Andre Adams, leading Antioch to 8-0 for the first time since 1963. 22 of 28 passes, 401 yards, 6 touchdowns, and in his 64-62 win over Franklin Road. Also, he added 15 carries for 137 yards and 3 TDs. So Andre is going to be my first nominee.
So Andre Adams from Antioch. I'm going to be a homer.
Okay.
I do the Forest games on the radio, and they have an outstanding sophomore running back named Quincy Mitchell. And last night he carried the ball 25 times for 329 yards and 4 touchdowns, also 2 receptions for 40 yards and a touchdown, and in doing so became the school's single-season rushing leader. Broke the record last night, so congratulations. And he went over the 2,000-yard mark last night. He's had incredible numbers so far this year. So my nomination, Quincy Mitchell, running back, Forest.
That's a great night for a running back. The third nominee would be Bronson Chafin from Upperman. He was 9 of 11. He's the quarterback up there. He 233 yards and two touchdowns in a 49-14 win over York. He also is a Georgia State commitment. So I'd say those three, Craig, are the nominees for there's a lot of them out there now.
Absolutely.
That had an outstanding night Thursday yep. or Friday. But these are the three we're going to go with, you know.
All right, Bubba.
I got to stay with Andre Adams. I mean, he just keeps on. And FRA, which we're fixing to talk to the coach, they're an outstanding football team.
Absolutely.
And to put up the numbers that he put up is just unbelievable. Not shocking to Coach Broom, I'm sure, but well-deserving. I'm going to stay with Andre Adams for Antioch, who's got him off to a great start, 8-0.
Well, you know, not only have we never nominated a person for a second plaque, we've never given one to another player, a second plaque. Two players of the week in the same year has never happened. But I can't argue with you. Andre Adams, I mean, he's just put up incredible numbers this year. And then against a very, very good Franklin Road Academy team, he puts up monster numbers again. So congratulations to Andre Adams. He will be our week 8. Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player of the Week.
Well, we'll get in touch with the coach and Greg Pogue will, and then we'll get out and get the picture and get it out there.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Now time for our Week 7 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. Franklin Road Academy sophomore quarterback Jack Nimitz. He completed 9 of 10 passes for 218 yards, 5 touchdowns, in leading the Panthers to a 42-7 region win over Good Pasture in Week 7 Thursday night. He had a great night. 27, I mentioned it earlier, 27 of 44, 391 yards, 3 touchdowns, 9 carries, 54 yards, another score. Last two games, he is 36 of 54, that's 66% completion percentage, 609 yards, 8 touchdowns, and his coach, Justin Geisinger. Fellas, welcome in.
How you doing, guys?
Coach, it's Bubba Spears. Tell me a little bit what it's like coaching a young man like Jack. And the best thing, that, as I said when we took the picture, you got him 2 more years.
Yeah, no, he's a special player. You know, we knew when he came in last year that he had a skill set that was pretty unique. And is an undersized quarterback. He doesn't shy away from that one bit. Still has all the tools and the skills to run an offense and the intangibles and been really proud of how he's grown over the past year. And you know, we have two quarterbacks on our football team that are capable, and Jack's really done some really good things over the past 2.5 weeks. Not only is he able to move the pocket, extend plays. I mean, you see that if you watch him play on a Friday night, but he's a cerebral player. He's smart. Really, really developing into being a complete quarterback. So it's been fun.
Jack, Craig Ladd here. Congratulations on being the Week 7 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Had a great game against Good Pasture, 9 of 10, 218 yards, 5 touchdowns. You're having to share time with Hudson Holman, and, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. What kind of mindset do you have when you come into the ball game?
We've been splitting time ever since June when this thing kicked off. We'll always work together, but when it's on the field, I'm just, you got to go out there and compete, play loose, that's at that point, you just got to focus on what you can do on the field, not worry about anything else. So that's kind of how I go about it.
Jack, this is Coach Bubba Spears. I ask this question all the time to the quarterbacks that we have on that's won this award. I know you're elusive. I know that, and you make things happen, But tell me about those people up front that give you time to do the things that you do with these numbers, especially when you had this game against Goodpasture. And Goodpasture's had a surprising, not a surprising, but an outstanding year till they come up against FRA, and y'all beat them 42-7.
Yeah, I mean, I love those guys. Those five up front are everything. And this year in particular, we've been super thin. So we've had a lot of injuries. We've had a lot of guys having to step up. But, I mean, they're just, yeah, like they're the heartbeat of the team. We couldn't really do anything without them, of course. But they've done a stellar job, especially with, as I said, like the amount of actual varsity linemen that we do have.
Coach Geisinger, congratulations on your season so far. You guys are one of the top teams in the Mid-State. I guess, you know, you've got a sophomore here, and I know you're not into moral victories, but you guys had a roaring comeback led by Jack, and he's just a sophomore in a really pressurized situation, especially in a game like that. I guess talk about, I mean, his mindset and what makes him so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he has a quarterback's demeanor. You know, like I said, it, you know, pressure doesn't get to this guy. Like I said, his best football's all still in front of him. But to watch him, and we knew that from even last year as a freshman, you know, his compete level's there. He has a grit about him. He has a toughness about him. I mean, we have to talk to him about taking care of his body and protecting himself, because he'll go out there and put his body on the line every play. He's that type of guy. He's a true competitor from that standpoint. And the last, you know, 2.5 weeks with the ball games, he's been a big part of, watching his compete level. And obviously on Thursday night in the second half, I was, you know, really, really proud of our you know, team's resiliency and ability to continue to battle and fight. Obviously it was a little bit too late there at the end. We had a hard time making stops throughout the night, and first half just a few too many mistakes on our end with a turnover, a few turnovers and some things, and with Andre Adams and that offense and what they are doing, we have a hard time slowing it down. It was just a little too late, but the ability for Jack and our guys kind of rally in the second half and continue the battle. You know, we talked about the positive of that. We're going to need that as we go down the stretch here. So I was excited about that, and we'll regroup as we head into the bye week here and get ready for region play, which will be really, really crucial as we head down the stretch.
And that's not an easy thing for a sophomore to be able to put on his resume, to be that cool and that collected in those pressurized situations. That's not a normal thing for a sophomore.
No, it's not. I mean, like I said, I think we recognize that early in him. So I think those are certain things you just can't teach. You have it or you don't, from that standpoint. And all the other things around it, we can teach and grow and learn from.
Well,
that's what's exciting.
Excuse me, Coach, but and one thing that I have to bring up, and of course this is the Goodpasture game, but I got to bring up about Thursday night. You got to be very, very proud of your football team being down and coming back. I mean, at one time in the first half, you were down 42-17.
Sure.
And you came back and had a chance. You know, yes. That's all you want your kids to do is keep battling. And your kids showed, just like you, Coach. And we talk about the kids that's playing for you, but they're a reflection of the coach. And you've done an outstanding job since you've been at FRA. And I have to say that because I admire what you do out there. And they have fight in them, and that's got to make you proud.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And we talked about that. And we had a short team meeting before we turned them loose yesterday to get an extra day of rest. And I think that's where we are as a football team. I don't think they'll go out, I believe, and compete against any other color jersey out there in the state. And they're going to go out and compete, lay the line, and they're going to believe they have a chance to win every game. Now it just comes down to those little details and the things that could be the difference of the ball game. And you look at that ball game and you look at some of the 2-point plays throughout, whether getting a stop or whether converting on one here or there, a penalty here, one turnover there,
and all of a sudden that's the difference in that ball game. And you never know when that play is, you know, when that is or where it is. But, you know, obviously that game came down to just a few little critical details. And those are the pieces we really harped on. The compete level's there, and that's exciting, you know, because our kids have worked to believe that and build that up upon themselves. And but we'll continue to work. We'll continue to grind. I feel like we want to be at our best, obviously, as we approach November, and that's our goal.
Well, Coach, you know, how many times as a coach do we say, take care of the little things so the big things won't happen?
Oh, all the time. You got it. That's on the head right there, for sure.
Jack, you still got some big, big games coming up. And I know that you and the team want to get further than you did last year. I guess talk about the drive to get that goal football.
Yeah, well, I mean, every week's the Super Bowl for us. So, you know, we're just coming out focusing on each individual week. But, I mean, I remember last year that sting we had, that semifinal game. I think everyone remembers how that feels. So, we're going to go out. I know that our rise, we're going to – coaches trained us to, you know, fight and claw every game, but it's going to come down to like our efficiency and that mental focus, you know, because when we're focused and we do what we're supposed to do, I don't think anyone can beat us.
Well, guys, thanks so much for being with us today. Our week 7 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week, Jack Nimitz, and his coach Justin Geisinger. Best of luck to the both of you guys the remainder of the season. Pulling for you guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having us on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. And Jack, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
You guys have a good one. Thanks.
That was Jack Nimitz, just a sophomore. Going to be talking about him for another 2 years. I mean, to sophomore just be putting up those numbers is very impressive. Congratulations to Coach Geisinger and to Jack and his teammates for so far an outstanding season for FRA. When we come back, our prep legend of the week, former NBA Oakland BGA head coach Marty Uverard. You're listening to Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan. Craig Ladd along with Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, and Kate Girardo, Missouri, for the SEMO and TSU game. You know, when you say the Cape, it's not, you know, Cape Cod, it's Cape Girardo. You know, when people say the Cape.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd just tell you that. Next time you're saying they're going to the Cape, it's usually Cape Girardo. It's not Cape Cod.
That's about like when you say Nashville, what you're going to. East Nashville.
There you go. All right, time for our prep legend of the week, and he is a legend. Former NBA Oakland BGA head football coach Marty Uverard, inducted into the Tennessee Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2023, played for Boots Donnelly. And I found this interesting. And, Coach, you'll find this funny, too. You were listed on an MTSU roster as a defensive end at 6'190". How about that, Coach?
Well, both of those are lies. I was probably 5'11", 180.
Well, Boots done that, though. He did that so it made you look bigger.
With your hand in the dirt, Coach. Oh, Coach, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Glad to be with you guys this morning.
Hey, Marty, thanks for being on. And you're definitely a legend. You know, 26 years, not just in coaching, 26 years as a head coach. And that's a long time, brother.
Yeah. I needed a break, Bubba. I needed to
I understand.
I needed to go to the farm.
I tell you what, I did not know about the farm till my in-laws, and my father-in-law was 91, will be 91 in November, and he goes and counts his cows every day, and he's got a name for them, and it's unbelievable, and it's peace and quiet. He loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm an amateur farmer. I kind of grew up on the farm, but wasn't heavily involved playing sports and everything. But I'm getting my taste of it right now.
Was it a little chilly in Rogersville this morning, Coach?
It definitely was. I actually made a trip to see my son, who's flown to Missouri for a wedding, and my wife and I actually drove to Missouri this weekend to
okay.
see my son. Who lives in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, congratulations to your son.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Just to go over, as Bubba said, 26 years as a head football coach at Clarksville, Oakland, Jefferson County, BGA, NBA. Had a career record of 189-113, 625 winning percentage. Included in that, a 5A state championship at Oakland in 1998 and a Division II AA state title in 2014 at NBA. You were also assistant coach at Cheatham County, Cherokee, Father Ryan. And, you know, Coach, as Bubba said, that was just 26 years as a head coach. You know, you got all those stops as an assistant. I want to talk about this, and I saw this. Your first year as a head coach at Clarksville in 1995, you go 0-10. Was it assessment time, Coach?
There was a lot of things going on that year, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me my whole life. Even though you're down and you're out and things don't look good, I was very humbled. Which I needed. Thought I was God's gift to coaching before I went into that. And I found out that I needed a lot of adjustments in every which way. But anyway, it's kind of one of those things you tell players. When you go through adversity, you can either get you know, bitter or better. And hopefully, I think it made me a lot better person to begin with. And kind of got me going, which an 0-10 resume. Now, guys, you want to talk about the miracle hand of God, an 0-10 resume, and all of a sudden you become the head coach at Oakland High School, one of the perennial powers of Tennessee high school football. It's pretty amazing to go from an 0-10 head coach to the head coach at Oakland High School. And I was so so blessed, so thankful. Just the hand of God was helped me in every facet of my life. And like I said, I think it's one of the best things that ever happened to me, even though it doesn't look good and in the world's eyes. I know from my family and my faith and everything, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Coach, it's amazing that you say that, because we all go through it. And I mean, everybody thinks that once you're on top, oh, he's had it easy. They don't understand the steps you have to climb. Number one, you have to get in as an assistant and work your way up. But tell us about some of the people that coached you that had an impact in your coaching career. I know them, but and that's what drives us as coaches, or you know, to do what we do. And I first met you when you was at Oakland.
Yeah, for sure, Bubba. My high school coach, I mean, we don't have time on this show to give you all the people that really influenced my life. But my high school coach, who I visited with last week in Rogersville, he's 70. I think he's 76 years old. He was my quarterback coach and longtime head coach at Cherokee High School. Just a tremendous person, and just motivated me. What a great guy to love football. And Boots, obviously my head coach at Middle Tennessee State, although he ruined my dream of being an NFL quarterback, because I signed as a quarterback now. And he moved me to that defensive end position that you see on that roster there. But he had a huge influence on my life. What a tough, tough, man he was to play for, and just learned so much from him of discipline and toughness. And then, you know, my first job, Bubba, you remember Rick Butler.
Yeah.
Who was a great, great football coach. Oh, man. And he really showed me a lot of things about organization and just really some coaching things that you only learn when you get your hands dirty. And then, you know, just those three people, you know, in the coaching world really kind of got me going in that direction of being a head coach. And I was only four years into high school coaching, and I became that head coach at Clarksville. So I wasn't ready for that job for sure. And you can see the record speaks for itself.
you need to drop your high school coach's name now.
Excuse me?
You need to let us know your name of your high school coach. You said at Cherokee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mike Seibert. Long time. I'm 30 plus years as head coach at Cherokee High School. He's a farmer football coach, and he was on my back porch last week. We were just talking about some good old days of football, and then we started talking about farming and cows, and he's trying to teach me the lay of the land and get me going in my amateur farming career.
Coach, you were in it for so long. You know, do you still get that little itch once it gets, you know, time for high school football? And when I say itch, and I'm not necessarily saying you want to get back into it, but it's just that what, you know, that reaction of, hey, you know, I gotta do this or I gotta do that. Because you did it for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about it, you know, I started playing football probably at 6 years old, and every fall I've been playing football, you know, 33 years of coaching, and, you know, not to mention, you know, playing from 6 years old, but I miss it a ton. Like last night, you know, NBA Father Ryan, I watched the game, live streamed it on my phone here in Missouri, and I miss a lot of things about it. The relationships, the strategy, the competition, just the love of being around the players and coaches. But as Bubba knows, there's a lot of things you don't miss. There's a lot of headaches that come with it. But you know, I think what I'm doing now, and just my wife, as we all know, coaches' wives are something special, and just being home more and trying to love on my grandkids and build a little small farm of Bernese mountain dogs is what I'm trying to raise as well. So
that's good.
Yes.
Well, Coach, I can't let you go without saying this. You know, you won the state at NBA Division II, AA, and 14. You got to tell us about and I've talked to you about this before, because he was our prep football player of the week every year that you had him. And I pull for him too. I'm still pulling for him now, because what a great kid, just, I think, but you got to coach him, Marcel Reed.
Yeah. Well, Marcel wasn't on that 14 team, but, you know.
Right.
But Marcel was, what a tremendous, you know, talent, football player, basketball player. But more than that, Bubba, just a great kid. Wasn't a prima donna, wasn't, hey, you know, I don't have to do this. He was one of, if not the hardest workers at practice, just an ultimate competitor. And, his dad thought he was going to be a basketball. Now, I don't care what Rod tells you, but his freshman year at NBA, he was like, Coach, you know, I don't know. I think he's more basketball. I think that's his ticket. You know, I think that's where he's going to go. And I was like, Rod, I think he's a football player, man. I've seen him throw, and then we put him in the mix with the older guys when he was a freshman. And, you know, the rest is history. He had a tremendous career at NBA, and obviously he's doing real well at Texas A&M. And, shoot, sky's, I mean, they're using that word Heisman every now and then when they say his name sometimes. And so who knows?
Right.
If he stays grounded and keeps producing, and he's at a great school. So, you know, who knows?
Well, Coach, you know, you're right. A 6'3 quarterback versus a 6'3 guard, those 6'3 guards are a dime a dozen. It's not necessarily that much on a quarterback. I used to tell people when John Anderson was in middle school, he was 6'6 then, and he's like, always going to be a basketball player. I said, look, 6'6, 6'7 are a dime a dozen basketball. In football, he is a novelty.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck on the farming. If you've got any tips, send them my way. I recently retired and could use them, believe me.
I sure will. Thanks
all right.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Coach, good to talk to you, Marty.
Coach Marty Uverard, Oakland NBA, BGA, as we talked about, Clarksville, great guy, outstanding coach, won 2 state championships, super guy.
We say this all the time, but he was an outstanding coach.
Yep.
But he's an outstanding human being.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's a class act. As yep. I say, he's a class act.
Absolutely. When we come back, we will look at week 9. Yes, sir, Bubba. Week 9.
Bring it on.
Previews coming up as you listen to Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to Prep Football Talk.
Presented by Freeman Webb.
With Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here.
On 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan. Craig Ladd along with Bubba Spears. Now time for our Week 9 previews. Our big games for Week 9. Gallatin at Beach. Good Pasture at Franklin Grace Christian. Lebanon at Green Hill. Independence at Page. Ravenwood at Shelbyville. Siegel at Riverdale. Gallatin at Beach. 38th meeting all time. First, though, since 2022. Gallatin leads this series with 22 wins to Beach's 15, but the Buccaneers have won 11 straight games in this series. Bubba, both teams are 5-1, and even though Gallatin's in 6A and Beach is in 5A, still a big, huge rivalry game in Sumner County. Keyshawn Barksdale led the Green Wave to a big win over Mount Juliet in Week 6. He's replacing Jackson Stroop, who's out for the year, and Beach has won 5 straight games after that losing that opener to Green Hill.
Well, I'll tell you this. Right now, Gallatin winning, we've said this many times, helps high school football. But right at Beach, they're getting tickets now, so you better start getting them because they're lining up. And this is going to be the Sumner County game. I mean, and Gallatin and Beach go at it every year. Both teams well coached, so looking forward to a good game there next Friday night.
Good Pasture and Franklin Grace Christian, both of these teams, big, huge surprises in Division II Class AA Middle Region. Good Pasture's 5-2. Last year, they were 0-10. So great job by those kids in turning things around. They got a really balanced offense. They've got 1,052 yards rushing, 1,029 receiving. Franklin Grace undefeated, 7-0. They've already won more games in a season since the school started playing in their first full season in 2014. Quarterback Knox Lambert passed for 1,538 yards, 16 scores.
Yeah, a good pass, as you said, going 0-10 and bouncing back like they are now is incredible because now, and then Franklin Grace Christian – off to a 7-0 start for the first time in school's history. So this will be a battle, and it's at Franklin Grace Christian.
Yes. This one, a huge one, Bubba, in your backyard. Ooh. And in Wilson County, Lebanon at Green Hill. Lebanon 7-0 for the first time since 1988. Austin Harrison, their quarterback, is outstanding. That offense averages 27 points a game. And they return their big running back, junior Guyan Azeta, against Wilson Central. And he promptly rushed for 224 yards and 3 touchdowns in that ball game. Green Hill has won 4 straight. great. They average 41 points a game, have averaged 41 points a game during that win streak. Of course, their outstanding quarterback, UT Martin commit, Cannon Burroughs. Both these teams are 2-0 in Class 6A Region 4. So the winner of this will grab sole possession of the region's top spot.
Well, both of these teams are led by quarterbacks. As we said before, it's quarterback-driven. And quarterback Austin Harrison from Lebanon, I think he set out last year and he decided he missed it, and he came back out this year, and he's made a difference in that football team. And, of course, Cannon Burroughs, we've heard a lot about him. He's had outstanding game after game, so this is going to be another outstanding game for quarterbacks and people at Green Hills. They've probably got tickets going right now. And something is always going on at the top of the hill at Green Hills every weekend.
Absolutely. Three other games here that should be really good ones. Independence at Page, Ravenwood at Shelbyville, Siegel at Riverdale. Also really good games as most of the teams back in action after fall break this past week. Bubba, great to see you again. Enjoyed it.
Everybody says that it's great to see me, and well, it's great to be seen. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'm glad you got to see me, though.
I'm glad to.
Christian, thanks a lot for your help. Appreciate it. Coming up right after us will be one-on-one with Greg Pogue, his guest, Larry Woody.
Well, I can't get off air without telling my wife, my gorgeous wife that takes care of me. It's her birthday today, so... honey, I'll be there sitting on the love seat. It's football time.
Happy birthday, Amy.